And yes, y'all, this is the great Grandmaster Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, show no shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 CKUT.
CKUT 90.3 with your hosts Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tia, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
It's the Weekend Groove coming at you. Mr. Mikey Don in the building alongside Mr. Everton Green, and we are your Weekend Groove crew. Going to bring you up to the midnight hour, giving it the best in R&B, soul, hip-hop, and whatever it is we choose to throw in the mix. It is the 9th of July as we move through the summer. Before we know it, it's going to be September and school started back. But in the meantime, we're just going to enjoy the couple weeks of summer break that we got. A whole lot of new music out there. Two that I want to highlight, of course. Moo Moo Fresh came out with her stuff a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. Queen of Culture, loving that CD, loving that album. I'm going to play a track off of that that surprised me. She got a reggae track on there, so you know I had to I have to endorse that one by playing it. And then just dropped last night, Snow Allegra with Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies, her latest CD album, number 3, despite winning New Artist last year at the BET Awards. Makes no sense to me. But yeah, so she won that, but she's got a brand new album out, Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies. She's dropped 2 singles so far, Dying for Your Love and Lost You. And there's a couple other tracks on there that I'm actually liking, so I'm going to play one of those as well today. Brand new music courtesy of Montreal's own Mr. Wayne Tennant. We're going to be talking to him in about 15 minutes. We can catch us also live on IG, Instagram. We're going to be doing that dual purpose, dual thing. So I'm multitasking again. Yes, Janice, I'm multitasking. We're going IG live as well as to the air. We're going to do that, so you can catch us on Instagram if you got it, at Weekend Groove. I'll be doing a live broadcast, a live interview with Wayne about quarter after the hour of 10 o'clock. What other new music I got? There's new stuff courtesy of Neo. She got a new one called Messy Love out there as well. So if you want to, you know, that's something that you can look forward as well. I think there's an album in the works for that, so definitely, we ain't mad at her. Something brand new courtesy of Jasmine Sullivan called Tragic. I'm going to drop that one as well. And then Everton got some stuff for you second hour, so we're going to have some fun with that. So once again, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. At Weekend Groove is the handle. As well as you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/theweekendgroove. And we going to do the do for you, all right? So keep it locked, don't go nowhere. First of all, going to kick it off a little reggae vibe for you, courtesy of Matt Hoy from over all the way over in London, alongside Montreal's own Desi DeLauro, who's currently residing over in the United States in California. And her his track, in which she guested, we've played it a few times, but, you know, I'm going to play this one so I can drop in the Moo Moo Fresh, all right? So this is Matt Hoy and Desi DeLauro with Wonderland, all right? So keep it locked, don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKUT 90.3 FM. We in the mix.
Hi, this is Naya Renee, and you are listening to The Weekend Groove with Mr. Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green.
Oh, la, la, la. closer, slower, move your body closer to mine, hold me, touch me, it's okay, there's plenty of time. Champagne, then our hearts, we both want the same. Moonlight, passion. Thought of you is driving me insane. You take me to one.
Both our bodies moving as one.
Both our bodies moving.
Longing, knowing just how far we both need to go.
Ooh.
Emotions, the notions, telepathy.
Hustle, get it from the mud, build it from the muscle, ain't another love. Put you on some. Be the hand that catch your tears and still be your shoulder. And if they can't be stopped from falling, help you get over that. I'm your bitch. You need to cross over and change how you live. I know something got you stiff. I got a lot of this love to give. I want you to call dibs. I got some land inside of my ribs. Beating for you, can you hear? And just like any home, you gotta pay your bills and promise not to disappear. I got a list. One, never give up on you or me or us. Two, you gotta be patient with me like I'm patient with you. I don't like to be rushed. Three, these pretend to be happy for you. You gon' have to learn to call a bluff. Cool, cool. Four, nah, you got it. I know you the one. We the perfect two. Future with you. Bright as my teeth. Long as bamboo. Walked in the room. Caught my view. And I just knew that was my cue to walk right through. Extend my hand just like real gentlemen do. Cause I'm well raised and I'm well groomed. Hi, I'm Boo. Nice to meet you. Let me in your tempo, show me what you into. It could be so simple, black and white, yeah.
You come first like Rindu, I see your potential. It could be so simple, black and white, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
I'll be your B to be my baby.
Cut off my bitch for my favorite.
Tempo,
show me what you into. It could be so simple, black and white, yeah.
You come first like Rindu, I see your potential. It could be so simple, black and white, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
I'll be your bitch, you be my baby.
Cut off my from my favorite.
That was the sounds of Voice of Mr. Nasty C featuring Ari Lennox with Black and White. Before that, of course, Moo Moo Fresh with a brand new track called I'll Make You Happy. And I kicked it off with some Matt Hoy and Desi DeLauro with Wonderland. Right about now, I'm going to jump inside a little something. One track that our next guest is going to be from our next guest. He goes by the name of Mr. Wayne Tennant. And he did this song for us over at when we were doing the music room nights over at the CKUT, and then COVID hit, and so we had to stop doing it. So we got, we're going to play this one. He did this acoustic version, and I'm just loving it, so we're going to drop this. This is Montreal's own Mr. Wayne Tennant, and here we go. I'm going to drop this so you all can listen to this a little bit, as I'm just loving the vibe on this. All right, I'm going to turn my mic off and just enjoy.
Signaling a change to come. I'm so sick of singing the blues. Oh, November, go away.
Feelings be twisting me. Welcome to
I'm
twisting me.
Welcome to November.
I'm not the only one.
Welcome to November.
All right, I'm dropping that. I'm dropping that right about now. Yo, Wayne, how you doing, man? How you doing? Let me turn your mic up. Can I hear you? Say a little something.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Keep talking. Turning you up just a little bit there. All right.
Daniel March. I just want to say my friend, my really good friend in Australia.
All the way out in Australia? Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Wayne?
Basics. Damn. Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. So, I'm just loving, well, I know you got the new track out, but you know I had to play this because I'm just, I told you, I just love that version when I heard it. I just love the acoustic, but you really did a piece on this. I have to commend you on that. It was really nice.
Thank you so much.
So you've been a busy man through this whole COVID.
And then, man, it's almost like the pandemic was a blessing. And it's all about perspective, right? And taking opportunity and turning it into something, you know? So, I just remember when the pandemic hit and I was frozen for like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Went into depression, didn't know what I was going to do. And then I had luckily friends around me that said, Wayne, this is the time to really... figure out what you want to do and to use your talent and use it for good. And I couldn't have done a better thing.
That's it. So you dropped November was the first track, which is the acoustic version that I just played there. And then you dropped another track called Getting Older with...
You
forgot about that one?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that one. Yes. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm doing enough and then I'm like,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, you can think about it where, you know, because you were basically a professional musician, so you're working with the band, and when everything stopped, that kind of dried up.
Yeah.
So I guess you're not feeling as busy as you normally would. So it's understandable, you know. So then, but you now refocused and started doing some music. So now you got an EP coming out. Tell us a little about that.
So in the midst of COVID, I think this was we're going to into the... Was it the third wave?
Yeah.
Back in January? Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of the third wave, yeah.
Right. So there was a musician by the name of, he goes by Noah Days. Mm-hmm. And shout out to him. He was a quiet kid. And I say kid because I'm much older than him. And we used to hang out at this place called The Cypher.
Yes.
Every Thursday.
Yeah,
with
the guys. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was a percussionist drummer. And I would always see him. He'll always be standing next to the main house drummer. And never really said a word, but we'd always kind of like, hey, nice to see you again, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that I found it in me, a long story short, he was kind of like scouting me to see because he wanted to work with me.
Okay.
And I'm a Lone Ranger. I normally just work on my own.
Yeah.
I've produced all my records up to this point. So me working with anybody else, it's sort of like it's tricky. It's got to, I got to feel it out.
Yeah.
Because it's not everybody, you know, chemistry has to be there.
That's it.
Anyways, Getting Older happened because The Cypher basically put out a whole online thing where we were jamming online during COVID.
Okay.
And one of those jams was actually Older. The skeleton of it came together. And we decided that we were going to turn that into a record because I didn't want that kind of floating around on the net.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, somebody else steals the idea. So I said, no, we're not going to release it just willy-nilly.
Yeah.
We're going to do it right. So
and you teamed up with Cynical.
I teamed up.
Is it Cynical?
Was Cynical. That was before.
Ain't No
Sunshine. There Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
That was
okay,
way before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like last year.
There's stuff out there.
I'm like realizing that. I'm like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
So we put out Getting Older properly. And then he said, dude, I've always wanted to work with you further. I've got some stuff that's laying around. Mm-hmm. My roommate he's a full-on musician. Mm-hmm. And his name is Nick Pura. Shout out to Nick. It's his roommate, and he had all this music sitting around. He's a bassist,
yeah,
as well as a keyboardist, and I've never met him.
Okay.
Never met him. So long story short, they started sending me songs.
Okay.
And I started writing. And okay, because I had my home, it was like, okay, the ring, okay, I'm like, this, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And I would send them back, and it just kept flowing really, really quickly. I've never written so fast. And we ended up turning out on 5 songs, and I basically said, let's stop right there.
Yeah.
I haven't put out an EP in around 7 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't want to put out an album. So let's put this together in an EP. And so the first song that he had sent me ended up being the first single that I just released a couple of days. So
and
the story.
I told you, as soon as I heard, when you started teasing that and I heard, I went, for me, I was like, Wayne? You know, I it wasn't a bad thing, because I'm thinking back to Life in a Minor Key and the,
right,
this, what you did for that. And then I'm hearing, yeah, this, and I'm like, that's Wayne? I'm intrigued now. I'm seriously intrigued, because, and you said it though, you kind of went outside of your usual box with this one.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, you know. And so then when the track did drop, I was like, oh yeah, there's a groove to this now. This is nice. This is really nice. I can't say it wasn't what I was expecting, but because I had no real expectations, I was just surprised at the direction from the teaser that it was going. And then then I was just like pleasantly surprised with the overall feel, the vibe of it. So I was just like, yes, Wayne, yes. You know, so.
Oh, thank you.
So what's behind this? What led me to you?
What led me to you? So we started this in January. By mm-hmm. the time I got the meat and bones of it, mm-hmm. we're approaching Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know, a lot of people know, I like to bake, I like to cook.
I see that.
That's just part of my zhush, it's part of my brand.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I like to encourage other people to learn how to cook, you know? Mm-hmm. And in COVID, I'm sure everybody put on weight, and I included.
Yeah.
So I found this recipe. It was like these sugar cookies, and the shape of the cookies were hearts.
Yeah.
And I was in the midst of writing What Led Me to You. So I decided to kind of incorporate the idea of, you know, you can cook your way to someone's heart. Mm-hmm. You bake your way to someone's heart, or yeah, cook to their heart. Mm-hmm. And when I cook with love.
Yeah.
Or when I bake, I do anything, I do it with love.
Yeah, you gotta put your foot up in there, man.
I gotta put up your foot. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta put your foot in there, yeah.
Put your foot in it, you know? And so I started to sort of like play on the idea of like, you know, you've been a player for so long, mm-hmm. and you've avoided love. You've always thought you were too cool for love, because that's just too mushy, you know?
Yeah.
But then, looking, you know, here, somebody catches your attention, and mm-hmm. the next minute, you know, you're doing things like baking for them and cooking for them, and they're like, what am I doing? So
yeah,
that's what it was based on.
Right.
And the actual cover, shout out to Hector Roustin in Toronto, a longtime graphic artist. I said, I came up with the idea of using the cookie mm-hmm. as the cover. I didn't want my face on it.
Okay.
So I gave him the recipe. I said, I want the act. I don't want no make-believe cookie. I want the real cookie.
That was one of your cookies.
That's a real cookie.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. And who took the bite out, or did you use? Because that bite is very symmetrical.
he took the bite out of it.
Oh,
he actually took the bite of it.
Okay. Okay.
And then what? He's a photographer also, so he mounted it and did the whole lighting and did that.
Yes.
And then added his magic to it to make it. Yeah. So
you know when I first saw the initials there, I was trying to figure out what it was. You know, like was it, you know, what, not what led me to why, I don't know. There was a whole bunch of things that went through my mind, trying to figure out what
I did that purposely.
Okay.
Because I'm like, if you listen to the song, you'll figure out the acronym.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to give it away. So I said, hey, it wasn't even my idea. I got a shout out to Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah was just like, let's do an acronym, you know? And the number two, which is, it's a double meaning because it's me and you, as well as two, you know, to you.
Yeah.
You know, T-O. So I just, it's kind of like a cycle almost.
I sat there, I really thought about it for a while. I was trying to figure out why I love you, what love means to you. It was a whole bunch of different things Raphael. That was going through my mind, trying to figure out who it was, what that stood for, until finally, you know, you revealed it. And I was like, okay. And then heard the song. And I was like, all right. So, you know, let's not delay this any further. I'm going to drop this track so people can hear it. I'm going to turn my mic off so I can turn up the sound so people on IG can hear it as well. But awesome. definitely loving this track. Kudos to you. You did wonderful on that. So this is brand new music from Montreal's own Wayne Tennant. What Led Me to You, brand new track from him leading up to his upcoming EP, I guess in the fall.
Called Curfew Flowers, yes.
Curfew Flowers.
Yeah. And it's and it's coming out the date, it's supposed to be around October 3rd.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So we're going to drop this now. All right. So stick a pin.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Turn up the music because you're going to enjoy the vibe on this one. All right. Keep it locked. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM. We talking with Mr. Wayne Tennant. We're about to drop his brand new track called What Led Me to You. All right. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
What led me to you? What led me to you? I don't know.
You've been that mean right on mine. Nevertheless, you are mine on mine.
I'm really floating out the night. What led me to you? What led me to you? I don't know.
You've been shot me right on time. Nevertheless, I don't mind.
What led me to you? What led me to you? I don't know.
You've been shot me right on time. Nevertheless, you are mine on mine.
Didn't me, I was all about the physical thing, turning off my emotions, never wanting any romance. You got me out here bending my ways. I'm kind of busy and I think I'm really floating on cloud nine.
Y'all need to go download, stream, whatever, purchase, whatever you need to do. This joint is like the jam of the summer. I'm saying that with no apologies.
Oh, wow. Just, jam of the summer. Wow.
Yo, there's a bounce to this, man. So it's kudos to the producers. There's such a bounce to it.
Nowadays.
Yeah, man.
Mac-a-days.
Oh, my God. You know, congratulations going out to all of you guys, man, because this definitely is a jam for me. Like, you know, I'm just loving it.
It's kind of got a G-funk.
yeah,
almost like a G funk.
But still got that soul to it too, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know what I think about, like with Freddie V and the Foundation, what they're doing, and they're new track, but they put the video out for Your Own Way.
Yes.
And Loving, Montreal's almost got a sound now. You know, there's yourself, and then even Shahara's song, you know, making him an angel. Like, y'all got, Montreal's making like a name for themselves, you know? So I gotta say kudos to all of you, man.
And good news, so for Black Emancipation Day, on August 1st, CBC asked me to perform for their special.
Okay.
And they're going to be interviewing me, and I'm doing the taping for CBC on Monday, and it's going to air on August 1st.
Yes.
So I will send you the link when it comes out, and I'll be performing What Led Me to You also.
Nice. Full band or with the band?
No, unfortunately. I wanted to do it live, and they were like, no, we got to do the track. So it's very like studio. So yeah, but
it's all good, though.
I'm going to. I'm getting out
there at CBC, so absolutely.
Yeah, man, like great gig. So
So with everything opening up, is there anything opening up for you in the sense of any live, anything live coming your way that we can look to see you performing?
So apart from the CBC, there's a tentative. I just accepted a gig. I'll be performing Cartier des Spectacles in the area, that area on September 25th.
That's near Place des Arts.
I'm going to be performing live Place des Arts.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I'm part of Imani Gospel Singers.
Yes.
I'm one of the main leads. And we'll be doing an outdoor performance. We had done one last week. We're going to do another one August 7th.
Okay.
So you can come and catch me between, it's going to be most likely around 1:30.
Okay.
And it's in that area, Le Balcon, which St. James.
James.
We're going to be moving.
St. James area.
Like St. Catherine's area. So stay tuned for that. Imani Gospel Singers, you can find them on Instagram. Also, I'll be performing at Marcus Lounge at the Four Seasons.
When?
On the 25th.
Okay.
The 25th
of this month
with Imani.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
The 25th. We're trying to get a monthly, and it seems like we're going to get a monthly, so we'll be doing. So, things are starting to open up.
Nice. Got to shout out the folks over
and
at Marcus
also,
as well, too, though.
Yes, totally.
They've done a lot for musicians here.
Last
time I was able to see Desi, DeLauro was at Marcus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and I know there's been a few other shows up there, so that's cool. That's definitely.
And also, Pop Montreal. I'm in it for late September, October. So, I'll be performing the EP because it's right before the EP comes out, which is October 3rd. I'll be right in the midst of it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right,
so I'm actually going to invite you to a private listening session for it. So
I'm down.
Stay tuned for that.
I'm down. So with the EP, of course, What Led Me to You will be on there. Is it going to be four other new tracks? Nothing that's been released already?
Yeah, it's nothing that's going to be released.
Right.
So it's going to be a nice surprise.
So may I ask what direction it's going? Is it similar to this or I got to wait? I can wait,
so
but
this
I got to ask though.
It's in the same vein. There's that live feel. There's that almost DC go-go feel
nice
to it.
Okay.
And then you've got this one ballad. It's probably I think it's one of my favorites on the record. Mm-hmm. All of them are my babies, but
Parents always have that one favorite kid, so it's up.
That one favorite.
They don't always say it, but they do.
But exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's that one where I use my range on that one.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. You did this. I listen to it as if somebody else recorded it.
Nice.
So I'm in love with this record. I think it's my best work today.
All right. So once again, congratulations to you on this and on the video as well.
You
had a lot of fun shooting that video.
Self-directed.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
And I had a lot of fun doing it. I wanted it to be colorful. I wanted it to be fun, and not generic.
Okay, I think I'm gonna ask a question that I think most everybody wants to know. Where'd you get that green Adidas suit?
I think that suit was waiting for me.
Really?
You know what? You remember that famous picture with Bob Marley and the Adidas suit?
Yeah.
When he's playing soccer, he's playing ball.
Yeah.
He's playing soccer, and that influenced me. And as a Jamaican, the affinity with Adidas is like it's a staple. So I wanted to go back to my roots, and I remember looking for the suit, and I walked into Adidas. And I, long story short, I found it. I was prepared to pay this one price.
Yeah.
And when I went up to the desk, they rang it in. It was half that price.
Nice.
And I thought the guy was making a mistake. And I was just like, don't say nothing. Just get the car.
But you know what, though? No. If the guy made a mistake, you do know you get it for free, right? If the price is off by it. It happened to me at a store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
We have a consumer protection, so if the price, the tag is there, if it's more than $10 or 30% off, then you're supposed to actually get it for free. And that actually happened to me at a store once where I brought something and I went, that's not the price that's there. And the guy looked at me and went, oh, you know what? You're right. And he went and checked and you're correct. What's on this the display is different than what it rang up as. And so he goes, I have to give it to you
so
for
just
free.
The fact that there's a difference, you can get it for free.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. So consumer protection advice for everybody there.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever, man.
Whatever. You got the suit and you're looking good in it.
I got the suit.
Yeah,
man. That is like my classic suit. Like, I'm wearing that like a uniform, you know? So.
All right, well, I love it. Very colorful video. Works really well.
Thank you.
So well done on that, too. You're expanding your chops. So I'm gonna put it out there, right? So you know I don't know if you know that I'm doing music now, right? So I got a project.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm doing some. I'm doing some Wheat Groove Records. Trust me. So I'm just. COVID has really like frustrated me because every time. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm doing a rhythm project that's 2/3 done. But the COVID has caused a problem. I have to go to Toronto to voice somebody. So I've got a vibe side, which is my reggae stuff, and then I got a soul side, which is the R&B stuff. So I got to get this first vibes product out, and then I'll be doing my soul project. So don't go too far. I know where to find you. I'm excited. All right. So
All right.
And so just to let people know. So for the vibes project, we got Shahara, Natasha Marie.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Those girls did some. They did some work. Let me tell you.
Oh man.
And then I got
shout out to Shahara, man. That's my girl.
Yeah. Oh. Freddie V.
Freddie.
So, yeah,
oh my god.
You know, inspiration, like you know what, and it's like. Like you said, you know, with COVID coming up, with COVID slowing everything down, it was like, okay, let's take the leap now. Let's go. You know, did one project already with Watson Unlimited, Stepping Roots, and then I thought, let me go and do something else. So I'm teaming up with a couple set of producers and just excuse the metaphor, but a lot of people aren't aware that Bill Cosby actually has produced three jazz albums, right? And
I did not know.
Like I said, a lot of people
don't know. I did not know.
So way back in the day when I was at school in Florida and they had the Columbia House CD Club, I was a big fan of jazz music. So,
I remember that. Oh, geez, my age.
Yeah. I was in university back then. So the Canadian jazz section was like two pages, right? And when you went to the States, you had a whole book, right? So I was buying CDs and I didn't even have a CD player, right? And I got...
I was guilty of that.
Yeah.
I did that.
And so
I would always like kind of look at it. I'm like, what does it sound like?
Yeah. Well, what I used to do, I used to go down to my one of my teammates who had it and copy it off onto a cassette and then listen to the cassette. For you young folks, that's them little square rectangular things. So, you know, the young cassette. Yeah. So that's what I used to do until I actually got a CD player. So Bill Cosby produced three CDs. Three jazz albums, and he played the triangle on most of them. So he just every now and then you hear a little ding, right? But you know, with his characterizations, the way he does his comedy and all that, all the sounds he makes, what he used to do was bring all the musicians in and said, "This is what I want you know, this is what the sound that I'm hearing in my head. And he'd go through each of the artists, the musicians, and tell them, give them the sound, and then, you know, they would put it together. So you had some songs that are 7 minutes long, some that are 11 minutes long. They're mostly instrumental, but they are, there's of the three CDs, I think there's about four vocal tracks on there as well. But so I that's for me, I hear stuff, you know, and so I'll sit down with the producer and say, this is what I'm hearing. Here's a bass line that I'm hearing. We build around that. And so that's how. And then, so, and then I'm pulling a Diddy at the same time because I'm hearing some hip hop tracks and I'm going,
Diddy.
You know, I'm liking the vibe on this. Mm-hmm. I'm liking the bounce on this. We can do something with this. We can loop this and add. So, you know, I'm taking my time, but this first project's got to come out and then good to go. Then I'm jumping into the
And
soul
what
vibe.
Better person to do it than somebody like you who's been a curator for so long?
Yeah.
Of great music. So it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know what sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I keep thinking we're 2021, and so that's like 20 odd years on CKUT that I've been doing this every Friday.
Wow.
So,
wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time.
All right.
Yes.
Wayne, I once again, congratulations to you on this single. Looking forward to the EP. You know,
yes.
I know you keep me in the loop, so I don't even really have to say it. But looking forward, looking forward to everything that's out there. Shout out, Freddie V. I know you told me you I see he said curation.
Freddie!
Yeah, he told me that. He said I'm like a curator, and it's true. You know, so yeah. So I just really looking forward, and I'm so proud of our Montreal artists and everything that they've been doing throughout this last 2 years almost. You know.
And dude, like, I don't want to cut you off, but like, I need, again, this has been last year and a half has been a year of being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really grateful for people like you who have supported me, because mm-hmm. it's not about how many people support you. It's about the quality of people that support you mm-hmm. and the type of people that, genuinely support you. You know, not just say it, they show it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that so well. And I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I really
do.
Thank
you so much. Well, I appreciate you all doing the music. I mean, I couldn't do the show without the music. And music is a therapy beyond means, in the sense of people being able to express.
It saved me. It saved me.
I'm sure it saved a lot of people. And that was one of the things that I really, I think I was fearful at the beginning, thinking, there's not going to be any music coming out with everything going on. And actually a whole lot of music came out, probably more than expected, because
more than it normally.
Yeah. And so I gave a lot of people a lot of time to get stuff done. And so, you know, thank you to all of you for doing that, man. And keep it up. Keep it up. All right.
Yeah.
Wayne,
all right, man.
Thank you once again. I appreciate you coming on this live. And I'm gonna try and get some more. Freddie, we gotta talk.
I'm waiting for that hug, man. I don't know if you've gotten vaccine yet, but
I got both of mine.
I can't wait to hug you. Good.
Yeah, we all could use a real good hug these days. So, you know, and you don't, let me tell you, well, you know what's going on. So, yeah, I really could use one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's been a rough day. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you again, Wayne. Blessings
thank
to
you
and to everybody out there doing music. I'm going to jump back into some new stuff. So we're going to end this live, but if you're listening from outside of Montreal, CKUT.ca, you can stream it live. Got some brand new stuff for you. I'm going to drop a little Lila James for you, something brand new from her called Put It On Me. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to let you, like, Ledisi is going on tour.
Oh, God.
Right, with Kenyon Dixon, and they're gonna be in New York for three dates. Two in New York, one in Jersey. So, you know, I that's October. I won't be here. I'm going down to New York. Yeah.
I'm there with you in spirit. I'm not trying to cross the border right now.
Well, this is October, so hopefully things will sort themselves out. But you know, I'm fully vaccinated and I've got my 2 weeks, so I'm good to go.
Okay.
Just
make sure you pass that COVID test before you get on the plane.
Yes. I'll be driving down.
Okay.
To New York to fly. Smart. For what? I could go down and back three times before for one plane. No. We good. All right, Wayne.
All right,
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I got something brand new for you. As I said, Miss Lila James would Put It On Me. Girl can sing. Let me tell you, girl can sing. All right, yes. Keep it locked. It's the groove right here. CKT 90.3.
Thank you,
FM.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Take a look at my eyes. They tell no lies. You see my tears. Ooh. I guess I was wrong. Trying to be so strong. Signs were so clear. I told myself I would never be with someone who could not love me. I got caught up in a fantasy, but honestly. It's my fault. Tell folks I lost. Cause losing you is a win. Cause even through the heartbreak, it's better than the mistake of trying again and again. Oh, and I'm not that you're just who you are. I just shouldn't have let this thing go so far. You wasn't worth all this. I should have stayed on.
Oh,
us up brand new for you, courtesy of Snow Allegra. This track is called Violet Skies.
I've always been a warrior, but I'll always be a warrior. Took a little time to find my way. All those times that I was lonely, I was never alone. Through it all, I will grow. Wish I would know if I could go back in time. Until you get out your mind, until you get out your head, everything's gonna be alright. Everything that you need won't find you. I'm only here to remind you, but one day you'll get it.
What's up, Montreal? It's your boy Freddie V, and you are now listening to Weekend Groove with Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You got a lot to say lately. You got a lot up on your mind. You got a lot you're doing, baby. I just need a little time to explain what's been going on. But your impression of me got me wrong. Grab you a cup, now pour a drink up, and don't say another word.
Just don't know what
what to do first, it's not fair.
You've got the making of an angel.
Ooh, tell me why it hurts so.
Let's go.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, sometimes I buy blow, so I supply bricks. Motherfuckers looking at me sideways, but can they tell that I'm getting money? Five ways, lot of leather wood and the seats vibrate. Chatting with a bitch like your boy on my space, but she right here in my face. Take her to a fly place with a fly fireplace. No marshmallows, we let the troll burn. I done seen the world, girl, it's your turn. I told you lies all my life, but you hold me down, wrong or right. So it's only right she get that Porsche truck. All black, black rims, call a Porsche. Let your weave blow in the wind, cause believe every D-boy need a friend.
When can we get away and enjoy each other? Get away and explore each other. All I wanna know is when can we get away and exchange our feelings? Keep it popping like a movie screen. I really wanna get away.
Dough. I don't kiss every hoe, so when I like a bitch, I enlist Mario. Feed Hilario, sip Everglow with Gloria Estefan and Emilio. Baby, really though, this your best bet. It'll be six O's in my next check. With a gun in hand, I always been a money man. Crack running man, fat Randall Cunningham. Look here, I'ma tell you like this. We need time just to kick it like this. She licking my lips, she digging my kicks, so we did it like this. It's Rick Ross, I'm the man of the hour. She love to make love and we can in the shower. Back against the wall, I'ma stand like a tower. Every time I'ma stand like a tower.
That's the voice of Rick Ross alongside Mario Winans. A little remix for you courtesy of DJ Sean. Track is called Get Away. Before that, Shahara with Making of an Angel, and kicked it off with some Tone Stiff alongside Kiana Lede. Right about now, I'm going to hit you off. I told you I had some brand new courtesy of Miss Jasmine Sullivan. I'm going to hit you off with this right from the top because I'm just loving how she quoted the rep Maxine Waters from the States reclaiming her time. All right, it's a little harsh on the brothers, but that's who she's talking about. The track is called Tragic, and then we're gonna turn it over to Mr. Everton Green. All right, so keep a lock, don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM. A little Jasmine Sullivan for you with Tragic.
What he failed to tell you was when you're on my time, I can
reclaim in my time.
Like
to my face and I believed it. Oh, I believed it, I believed. Said no matter what I do, you never leave me. Huh, never leave me, never leave me. Now you're gone. So long. Now she's gone. Gas as soon as I heard the news. They say that I'm creeping on you, told you that this ain't true. Where that same chick been texting me and FaceTiming? I was acting like you bugging just for asking about it. Say it ain't real, please say it ain't real. You said these men ain't loyal, never thought that I'd be one. I put you on top, but I sat to watch, you know I showed you all. Via your neck, we run up a check, but none of that matters at all. No,
you said what I'll be,
I said we
only love a friend.
You told me put some respect on your name.
Tell me I never changed.
Say I ain't the same. How could I ever flip this on you like you're the blame? But you lied to my face and I believed it. Oh, I believed it.